Here is Norman Vincent Peale with a guidepost for Christmas.
Giving is a matter of the heart and a matter of the soul. And I would like to tell the story about a man who tore something from his very soul and heart to give it to the world. The man was a composer, and in this period of his life, he was living in despair. Struggling to earn a living in London, he knew days when he could not afford to buy a meal. And one night in the year 1741, depressed and defeated, he wandered along the lonely streets. It was almost dawn when he returned to his shabby room. On the table was a thick envelope. It was from his friend, a man named Charles Jennens, who wrote his librettos. The composer examined the pages from the envelope and found them covered with texts from the scriptures. Wearily, the composer tossed the pages aside and crawled into bed, but he could not sleep. The words he had just read kept tumbling through his mind. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. For unto us a child is born. Glory to God in the highest. The words stirred him deeply. He could not sleep. He got up and went to his piano. And the music began to flow from his heart, from his soul, rich, majestic, triumphant. He began to write it down. He couldn't stop. Night and day, for 3 weeks, he wrote feverishly, without let-up. He forgot sleep. He forgot food. He forgot rest. He refused to see anyone. But on the 21st day, the work finished, one friend finally managed to get into his room. The composer was still at his piano. Sheets of music were strewn around him. Tears were streaming down his face. I do believe I have seen all of heaven before me, and the great God himself, he exclaimed. Since that night, millions of people have been able to understand what he meant. The first audience to hear his composition in Dublin in 1742 gave it the greatest ovation in the city's history. Weeks later, the people of London heard it for the first time, and again, it was a triumph. The king was in the royal box and was so moved and impressed during the Hallelujah chorus that he rose to his feet, the audience also rising, and that custom still prevails. This Christmas, in churches and concert halls around the world, millions of people will once again find hope and faith in the message of one of the most beloved compositions of all time, George Frederick Handel's Messiah.